This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in the middle of a good meal? I hope so. Maybe you're in the middle of a good trip. Maybe you're in the middle of leaving your home and going to work, or maybe you're going to shop, or maybe you're taking your children to school, because, yeah, school's in session already in many places all around the country, crazy as it seems. But imagine in these areas, the Southwest, for example, although most of the schools there, I think, have air conditioning in them. But think about places that don't. Oof, and the kids are in school, unga bunga. Yeah. All right, did I say it was 7 past the hour already? I think. Didn't say it was the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner is here. We all trust that what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're working at is part of the overall presentation. Trusting in the voices, trusting in the thoughts. Do you believe what we're saying? Do you believe what we have on our minds and share with you? I find that in terms of the media in general, and then the news media, there's the entertainment media. It really bothers me when people say, and I've said this, I used to say this to Jennifer Horn all the time, she would refer to the news media as the media. It's not. The media is a vast, you know, they used to call it the fifth estate and the fourth estate and the third estate, but the media is a conglomeration of all kinds of things, some of which are meant to entertain you, some are meant to give you information. Information and news sometimes are two different things. But we haven't, because we've fallen off the wheel in educating people. I remember studying the news when I was in high school and also in college. What's in the news? How do you know what's there? How do you write? When I was in college, when I was taking journalism courses, how do you write a good story? Where do you go for the facts? And how do you isolate the facts from opinion? That was something...
which is very difficult nowadays, it seems.
It's impossible,
practically.
You have
to read multiple news sources on the same topic just to really get the meat of the story.
And then how do you even know? So you listen to us, and maybe you have some thoughts based on other things you've heard. You can always share them with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. You can hear the program either, well, you can listen to the whole program or the podcast at gooddayshow.com. And now you can call us with your thoughts that we'll share on the air, 855-999-DOUG. It's our new call-in line. That's the opinion line, I suppose, your thought line, 855-999-3684. Lots of things to talk about with regard to Florida this week. A court has ruled, Jay, that a 16-year-old is not mature enough to get an abortion. 16-year-old in Florida trying to get the court to give a waiver to terminate her pregnancy. She was denied that right with the court ruling she's not mature enough to get an abortion. Obviously, there's no name attached to this young lady.
No, because she's underage, so
right,
she's known as Jane Doe 22-B.
Did she go on her own, or did somebody, parent, guardian, bring her to court?
She does have a legal guardian, and she's almost 17 years old. She has no parents. She is part of a program that assists young women who have experienced trauma in their lives, provides educational support, counseling. She's in the works to get her GED.
So how does she get pregnant if she's not? Is there nobody guiding her as to who she ought to be hanging around with? I guess at that age, though, you're getting very sexually active, and who knows what goes on with the juices. We all remember what we were like as teenagers, I guess. I may be naive to think that there's lots of this activity going on with youngsters this age and younger. So then you get pregnant, and what do you do? That's the question here, really, right? According to the state of Florida, you can't have an abortion. There's no health.
She's underage, so she would have to have a parent or legal guardian sign off on this. And what she was doing was trying to get approval from the court for her to sign off on it herself, basically.
Yeah.
And at one point, I guess she had said that she was planning on raising the child, but then she changed her mind, felt that she was not emotionally or physically or financially able to be responsible for raising a child. And she had a lot of valid concerns. And what the court is saying, that she can come back and appeal it. And right now she's 10 weeks pregnant. So it's not like she has a lot of time to really wait around to see if she, quote unquote, matures a little bit more, changes her mind, but they just say that what the court is saying is that she's not mature enough to truly understand the repercussions and everything involved, and that's why they're just asking her to wait. And they've even said,
"Is this a male judge or a female judge?"
We can ask Google and find that, but they did say that if the guardian signs off on this, then you don't have to worry about it. And apparently, the guardian said they're fine; they just haven't signed off. So,
fine with having an abortion.
With her making her choice, yeah.
So what would happen if she brought the baby to term and put it up for adoption?
Exactly. Adoption is an option.
Yeah.
Think about this. What would she do financially for everything with the pregnancy and the labor charges? Because that's not free.
She's still in school? High school?
She's getting her GED.
Yeah, okay. So that would assume that she, or presume, that she had a job. She was working, right? If she's not going to school, she got the baby, that she doesn't have the financial resources. Interesting to know a lot more about this youngster in terms of how she grew up, what her parental situation was like, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What sort of guidance did she have, if any?
Well, and to answer your previous question, the circuit court judge is a female.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Who denied the waiver, yeah.
All right, let's see here. More reasons to stay away from Florida. Here's this guy who kills his girlfriend while he's trying to shoot the victim's ex-boyfriend. You want to figure that out on a chessboard? I'll say it again. This guy kills his girlfriend while he's trying to kill her ex-boyfriend. So now he's charged with murder. Right? Chad Keene, 37, arrested this week in Daytona Beach.
There was an argument outside a gas station, and it turned violent, and he went to shoot the ex-boyfriend. The current boyfriend went to shoot the ex-boyfriend and ended up getting his current girlfriend.
What's he doing with a gun?
This is one of those things.
How does this solve? Yeah, this is going to solve all our problems. We're going to shoot whoever it is that we don't like or we don't agree with.
There are a lot of people that should not have guns. If you have that short of a temper, or for lack of a better word, not pun intended, but a trigger temper, you should not have access to a gun. But also look at times where somebody, a mass shooting or a potential mass shooting is stopped because of a law-abiding gun-carrying citizen who intervenes. But also, what if people are law-abiding gun-carrying citizens who try to intervene in a situation, but they don't have enough knowledge of the gun, and they try to take out the potential shooter and end up getting a bystander? There's so much to think about. Carly Elliott was her name.
She was boyfriends with Chad Keene, and then the ex-boyfriend shows up. He's at the 7-Eleven that they're at, however that goes. And he's on the phone with side, and this is like one of those crazy things that would ought to be a television show about. And so I don't see the identification here of the ex-boyfriend. I see some names, but I don't see the name of the guy. Not that it's important, actually, to the story. Those of you listening on the Space Coast, I'm sure you've heard the story already. It's a local news story. But just think about it. Think about the circumstances. You're in a 7-Eleven, you're getting gas, and this guy drives in who used to date the girl that you're with. So he loses it, and then you lose it, and then she's dead. She's the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Ay. Okay, what else in Florida? Two people have contracted bacterial infections eating raw oysters, and today they are dead. Restaurant owner died of bacterial infection after eating raw oysters. I'm sorry, not the operator, the customers. In Pensacola. Oysters from Louisiana. Wow.
Yeah, right?
Look at this, huh? Over the course of 60 years, the owner said, we've served a couple of billion oysters, never had anybody get sick. Welcome to 2022. You don't even, it says they are Louisiana oysters, but you don't know that for sure. They could have come from any place. Could have come from Panama. They could have come off the coast of Peru. You don't know where these came from. You know, because we can bring food in from anywhere. Could be off the coast of China, for all you know. Who knows? The reason that they died is because the bacteria grew in them because they were sitting around too long, excuse me, without being refrigerated. That's why these things happen.
All the warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
Water is warmer in areas.
Yep. Florida Department of Health says 26 people have become infected with this bacteria. Six of them had died so far this year after eating raw shellfish like these oysters. 10 people died out of 34 people sickened last year. So I'm getting the, I'll bet you I'm right on this. I'm betting these are imported oysters coming from who knows where. They've been they've been traveling. And so that's what happens. You don't know where food comes from. Man, this country and the food stuff, we. 10-year-old boy in Florida lost his leg. Shark attack. Welcome to Florida. Let's have a nice vacation. Swimming, I shouldn't laugh about this, but swimming with the sharks. So this kid's name, Jameson Reeder, came from North Carolina. He went out snorkeling with his family at Lou Key Reef, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the leg comes off below the knee.
Because
the
goodness
shark decides
that
he wants that for breakfast.
He's going to be okay. They were able to get him onto a boat and get a tourniquet going.
Yeah. But he doesn't have his leg anymore.
Lost his leg, not his life.
Yeah. All right, that's the headline, right? Boy loses leg, not life, to shark. 18 past the hour, you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jack Stockwell.
Sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. If you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour, time for us to visit social media, the trending stories, the gossip, Doug's dirt, and the latest on Ann Hesh's, Hesh.
Why is it now, it's like, how do you pronounce this thing that we've always pronounced properly, and all of a sudden it's like...
Now we're not pronouncing it, yeah, exactly. Ann Hesh, I believe that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Hesh.
Okay, so the coroner has determined that she officially died in an accident. Okay. Now, I was going to ask, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas with Jay and I in our satellite studios. Jay's in Cleveland. I'm outside Boston. So oftentimes when we're having conversations about what's next, I would say to James or his counterparts, how about we get the audio? And I was thinking of maybe airing the 911 call.
Here's the story of the bear who was drunk.
Yeah.
The bear. Right. What is that going to add to it? The neighbor who called, seeing Ann Hesh in her car crashing through that home. That the folks in the city have released this, but it's basically because TMZ said, can we have the audio? We want to have the audio.
Yeah. Well, like what's the purpose? We already know so much about.
She's dead. That's not going to change.
So tragically. And fortunately, one good thing to come out of this is that she was an organ donor. And so her death did save another life. And the coroner, the medical examiner coroner, is saying that her cause of death has been revealed, and it's inhalation of smoke and thermal injuries. Like,
but the car she was, I've had Mini Coopers in my family. My daughter had a couple. My former wife had a couple of them. They're cute little cars, but they don't have a lot of substance to them. So in this circumstance, when she crashed into the house, it basically broke her back. The sternal, her sternal fracture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then your chest strikes the steering wheel, even though the what do they call it, the airbag comes out. That in itself can be really, those things, boom, they come out, they almost explode in your face. So anyway, the car burned up, the house burned up.
She was stuck in this car, in a burning car, inside a burning house for over an hour while waiting to be removed from it. Rescuers took a minute, and people who were the neighbors that were bystanders that were trying to get to her and trying to get her out couldn't.
Yeah.
So where were the police? Why did it take them an hour to get there in the fire department? There's usually
It took them an hour to get. She was in there for over an hour before she was finally able to be freed. They had a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Put yourself in that position if you can, which is probably a hard thing to do. But there, you know, you don't want to be in that position. Kind of reminds you know, you think about the things that go on in cars. There's a new thing floating around about Princess Di and what happened to her in that car. She apparently, a couple of years before the accident, predicted that she'd die in a car crash. Mm-hmm. And I know my friend Uri Geller, who consulted with her, used to talk to him all the time, and they talked about this. I forget that Uri told me this. She had lots of, she's very sensitive, maybe I put it that way. Lots of premonitions, and this was one of them. And so, you know, what happened. I'm amazing. Isn't it amazing what power we really have? And oftentimes we don't tap into it. Mm-hmm. So, an interesting revelation. 28 after the hour here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It's tonight's top automotive news.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The federal magistrate judge who authorized the FBI search warrant of President Trump's Florida home said he could release portions of the underlying affidavit to the public after giving federal prosecutors a week to suggest redactions. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News Thursday.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years that may have affected a presidential election, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News disputes the agency's claims on the Trump raid.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. So if they were really concerned, and I've been concerned many times in my career when writing warrants about the destruction of evidence, and also when we're hitting houses or executing warrants, when we're concerned about, there are exigent circumstances, and we know for a fact that something is most probably going to be destroyed. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
Japan's government wants young people to drink more alcohol in an effort to reverse declining sales and less tax revenue for Japan's government. The Saka Viva campaign wants young people between the ages of 20 and 39 to help out their efforts. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff.
It is.
Right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Doug Steffens' Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly. It's 34 after the hour. A little good news for you. There is a very proud mom who wanted to celebrate her doctor daughter. That's right, her daughter graduated with an amazing, amazing PsyD from Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine at the end of July, and the mom wanted to celebrate her by getting a billboard. She got one of those digital billboards and celebrated her daughter's accomplishments. She knew somebody in the area who had just opened a bakery who did the same thing to promote their business, so she contacted the bakery and asked them who she could contact to celebrate her daughter. Dr. Christine S. Smalls, a.k.a. known to her family as Dr. Smiles. And the billboard's really cute, and to surprise her daughter, she said that she wanted to meet up with her for friends at this local bar, and then was like, hey, I parked a little bit over here, and we need to just walk over to where my car is. And so Christine was like, okay, really not thinking anything of it. And then noticed that a lot of her friends and family and neighbors were all just standing there. And she looks up and still kind of confused, sees that billboard, the digital billboard, transitions from the previous one to hers, and it was just all smiles, kind of going back to why she has her nickname, Dr. Smiles.
Dr. Smiles. That's cool. I like that. Those
are
great stories.
Isn't that really sweet?
Very sweet. Yep,
and,
yep,
Doug,
yep.
I know you know what that's like, being a proud parent of two incredible children, successful children, kind children, smart, intelligent, funny.
Yep. I do. Thank you. And so does your father and mother. It's good.
Thanks.
Nothing wrong with that. By the way, we haven't celebrated yet. This is National Roller Coaster Week at any amusement park. This, certainly, the roller coaster has the highest wow factor. Do you like roller coasters?
I do. I love roller coasters, but I can't do ones that have, like, the two loop-de-loops or more. I can do one little loop, one upside-down loop or whatever, but the back-to-back loops, they kind of wreck me. My equilibrium is not what it once was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a danger here. I didn't realize that roller coasters went back to the 1500s. Did you know the first roller coaster was made in Russia? Russian roller coasters made of wood.
It was like ice?
Yeah, it was ice. Yeah. People slid down on ice and hurt themselves, obviously, a lot in the process. So fast forward to the 1700s, where wheels on carts made the difference in Russia. The early roller coasters were a big hit, and then they added wheels, and they have people in carts so they could continue to ride not only during the winter and the ice, but summertime as well. And then the golden age of roller coasters in the 20th century, actually before around World War I and through the Great Depression, roller coasters rose in popularity because the innovation, like the loop you're talking about, was the first time. I haven't got the stomach for that. And I know if I tried, I did one. The Santa Monica Pier has a roller coaster on it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once. Never. It's like being in a on the, what do you call it? The circuit, the Ferris wheel.
I'm not a big fan of Ferris wheels.
Mm-mm.
I love roller coasters, not so much the Ferris wheels. But also, I grew up right near Cedar Point, America's Roller Coaster.
Oh my God! Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. I was born and raised on roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. Cedar Point. I remember when I went to school, as you know, west of there, in Tiffin, and we used to go up to Cedar Point. That was the place to escape to. Go to Cedar Point and bring a date, and you could be lost for the whole weekend up there. But even though college kids were the older, the mainstay of Cedar Point were, youngsters, 8, 9, 10 years old. How old were you the first time you went to Cedar Point?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember. Yeah, and I when I was little, I wasn't a fan of roller coasters. I was probably a freshman in high school or eighth grade maybe when I went on my first roller coaster. But it's fun for everybody because you have all these different things. Growing up, the kid area was Berenstain Bears themed. Now it's Snoopy.
Yeah.
But it's right off Lake Erie. It's pretty. It's a gorgeous drive getting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are five crazy roller coasters. And if you like fear, you'll love these. There's one in Vaughan, Ontario, the Yukon Striker. You dangle upside down for 3 seconds. Gotta be nuts, right? And you go down into a tunnel, 245-foot drop, whoomph. And let's see here. Then the Cedar Point is on the top five. Let's see. In New Jersey, the Kingda Ka roller coaster goes upwards like the other one we were talking about in Canada goes down. Imagine being upside down. I can't. So, Six Flags. Don't they have roller coasters at Six Flags too?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Most of Six Flags. Yeah. All right. Well, it's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people like it. So there you go. It's time for us to get the news from the World Little League Championships, and the news is not all good. A 12-year-old boy from Utah, whose team set to play in the World Series, is awake and speaking after undergoing emergency surgery for a head injury he suffered when he fell off the top bunk of a bed. He wasn't playing. He was just in bed.
Out of a bunk bed.
Wow. Name is Easton Oliverson. He pitches and plays outfield for the Snow Canyon team from Santa Clara, Utah, suffered the head injury when he fell in the dorm in Williamsport. Ever been to Williamsport, to the where they play the, they have the little league, they have the World Series, they have the it's sort of a park, it's a field. I remember the program I was on Williamsport for quite a long time, and I remember going to visit the station, visiting the driving. It's in the middle of town. It's not out someplace. It's in, it's on the side of a hill in the middle of town.
Oh, wow.
And this is the big thing there every year. This is it. Williamsport on the map because of the Little League World Series. And I used to know the story as to why it was there, but I can't remember it now. Anyway, the World Series officials saying that they had spoken with the family. They were pleased to hear that his medical team remains encouraged by his progress. Okay.
Well, because this was about to be really bad. Doctors were saying he was about 30 minutes away from death, and he slipped into a coma. He went into a coma and everything, and he has just been showing such improvement that nobody thought he was going to be able to, and it's really a miracle. It is absolutely fantastic that he is awake and he is talking, and his emergency surgery so far was a success.
Don't you think that miracles are possible? Think
100%.
About it. 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many things that happen that that could end up in a heart, you know, like the guy, the kid that had the shark eat his leg. The shark could have eaten him. Now, you know, the consequence of being out there, you don't know there's a shark around the shark. Usually sharks stay away from people unless they smell something, right? You know, there's not, they don't usually, they don't attack human beings. That's not their rap. But at any rate, I'm, there's a danger on every corner. There is. Every time you turn around, you get monkeypox. Okay, that's the latest thing. Let's worry about getting monkeypox. The American public health system seems to be somewhat divided, Jay. The feds say one thing, and a lot of the state governments say another thing.
That sounds accurate.
Yep. Comes to monkeypox. I think that happened actually during COVID, too, right? There were a lot of different things that came from, and that was one of the things that this review of the CDC, it's one of the things that they found, was that there were too many cooks and not enough, I don't know, is it politically correct to say Indians anymore? Not enough. What do you say if you don't say Indians? Too many cooks and not enough.
Just too many cooks in the kitchen?
Yeah, maybe. That's a better way of putting it. Yeah, okay. Thank you. You saved me.
That's enough.
That's enough. Anyway, so the CDC analyzing itself, we were talking about this before, but here's a little bit more as I dig around in this. But there, I sort of casually threw it off. Okay, the CDC, I call it the Center for Disease Confusion. It is. And so why do we pay a lot of attention to it? But the more you dig around in this, the more you see how inept they really are. And here we are. There's another big, overcooked government agency, pretty much out of control, because they had, they could take, they were someone you thought was credible. So let's go to them. And they hired more people, and they had PR firms, and they're looking into this and looking into that, but they looked into the wrong things. They had very bad communications, as it turns out, because one person would say one thing, and then another person would say something else, and there's so many layers. That's what we talk about. How many layers of government are there? And so when they got out on the front line, they were stepping all over themselves. Fauci would say one thing, this guy at CDC would say something else, Department of Health, they'd say something else. And so there was no coordinated national response to the mess. And it was a mess. Now, you can say, well, Trump was president, it's his fault. What the hell difference does it make whose fault it is at this point? What are you doing to fix the problem? A lot of them could have been avoided with better preparedness. What do we pay these people for? That's when I become indignant, when you see all the money that they have. They have billions of dollars in their budget, and yet they fumble and bumble, and they're not prepared. What are we paying them for? They have all of the government agencies, other than the Defense Department, they should be the ones that are most prepared for anything that comes down the pike. Oh, we weren't ready for this. Why weren't you ready for it? Fauci sure knew what was going on. He helped with his, there's still an argument whether there's any federal money involved or not, but he knew what was going on in that laboratory. So he didn't tell anybody? No, I guess apparently he didn't because it wasn't good for business, whatever it is. So we have underfunded public health in this country for a long time, and it still is, it shows when you come up with something like this. So now, are they overdoing it to compensate for what they didn't do with COVID? Are they compensating it with this monkeypox fiasco? They're you know, trying to scare, we have all this. The monkeypox is, the people in San Francisco are getting, and some other places too, getting these shots. But because there's so many gay men that live in San Francisco, I figure that's the first line. All right, is that preparedness? No, it wasn't really preparedness because they weren't, nobody was really ready for the monkeypox. And so now Johns Hopkins doing a lot of work on this because they have a school of health security and they're looking at this to see if it really is what some in the Biden administration say it could become another pandemic. We have to be prepared. So you want to spend tens of billions of dollars to fund, I don't know whether it's research or prevent, it's you know what it is? It's education. If you're gay, you know, be careful. I guess that's probably, what else? I mean, that's the headline, isn't it?
And no matter what, be careful.
Yeah. Well, I guess, Anyway. All right. So I'm off the monkeypox thing for a moment or two because it's 48 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now for Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida, to help us with medical questions that sometimes you submit. Sometimes I find these questions online. Sometimes they are answers to some of the research that Ken does, all here appropriately at the behest of Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of America's top cardiologists, but he's also just a great inspiration when it comes to your own medical issues. So if you want a good time, call 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken will give you a good time, whether in person or telemedicine. All right, so the business about diet and what happens to your body, there's pretty obvious reasons for you to eat a good diet. I don't think that's a question. I saw something this week which I felt was right up your alley, a report on bananas and how bananas are very good, especially for colon cancers, but also as a limiting point. The more bananas you eat, apparently, the healthier your body is when it comes to certain cancers. So is that true, do you think, of other? We hear about turmeric all the time and how good that is to ward off cancer. It just maybe points to more eating natural foods and don't do processed foods, period, right? Because most of the processed foods cause the cancers that we have.
We know that bananas are a good, healthy source of potassium. In general, it's a good food. It's one of the starchy fruits. And whether it actually protects people from some of these elevated risks of inherited cancers, which I think is what you saw, which was published recently from England, you know, maybe, and I think more study is needed for there. And if you want to eat a banana a day and you have normal kidney function, that's fine.
So bananas aren't good for your kidneys? Maybe?
I'm not sure. Well, we know that bananas and higher potassium fruits and vegetables are good for preventing kidney stones, but there's a difference if you just have actually that your kidneys are not functioning well. You know, we all get a creatinine measured in our routine lab each year, and right. that measures the function. And if you have high creatinine, you want to stay away from high potassium foods because your kidneys are just not working. Having a stone in the circulation in your kidney is a little bit different than the actual kidneys themselves not working properly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a story from a splash park down in Florida somewhere where 21 people have Shigella bacteria. Okay, so I guess the first question is Shigella bacteria something like Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli? Is this something new? I've never heard of Shigella bacteria before. And I wonder, because last week we were talking about Legionnaire's disease showing up someplace. So is that just, I mean, there's so much stuff around, Ken. How do you keep up with, or do you? Can you keep up with all these various viruses and bacterias?
Yeah, Shigella is somewhat similar to Salmonella, but it causes shigellosis, which you probably heard of, and this causes diarrhea, sometimes bloody diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps, and it's just another bacteria in this group of gastrointestinal products that you can get just from, you don't want to hear, you know, I don't want to gross out the whole audience how you get this.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. August is National Breastfeeding Month. Human mothers, well, mammals in general, produce baby milk. Breast milk has always been very important to the health and well-being, right? Have we always breastfed? That's how babies come into the world. That's their natural state to look to nuzzle up and to, whether I'm thinking about my cows on the farm, calves born, drop to the ground. First thing it does is go look for its mother's milk.
Absolutely. Nature has provided a very excellent source of transferring a lot of healthy immune factors. And again, moms should not be feeling overly pressured, because if you can do this, it's a wonderful thing. But there are a subset of mom and child, it just doesn't work, and I don't want to make the moms who can't get this done feel horrible, but if it works out, it's a wonderful thing. I know I was breastfed. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess the more people who are breastfed, the less likely there is to be a problem because of all the nutrition that comes from breastfeeding. So there it is, August, National Breastfeeding Month. You're listening to Good Day Health at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.